And were you in any of the clubs and societies?
I was in the canoe club in my first year. I'd never tried it before, and I thought I ought to do something on a Wednesday afternoon, without giving the opportunity to do it. So I didn't fancy the likes of, you know, rowing or anything. That all seemed a bit serious. I was useless at any kind of team sport, having not sort of played them in my secondary school. So I thought I'd give canoeing a try. Which was good fun. It was all based out at Chiswick, and next to the boathouse there was a place where we used to store all the canoes. And we'd grab a minibus, drive out there, load the canoes on the minibus, and then drive out to Shepperton and go canoeing around there. Or we'd go in Chiswick if we didn't have the minibus, we'd just get the coach to Chiswick and canoe down there.
So it's just on the river?
They had a few organised trips to canoe on the sea down in Cornwall. And we loaded the canoes on the minibus, got the minibus up on the M4, and then the roof rack broke, so we had to turn around and come back. A couple of aborted things like that. But
was it a popular club?
It wasn't huge. I think that was quite nice about it. It was quite a small group of us. And again, a real mixture of people. There were some people who wanted to be in the rowing club but weren't quite brave enough. People who'd never tried anything like it before. Some the guys that sort of there as instructors, if you like, there were two final year students, and they'd both been canoeing since they were small kids by the sound of it. And they were very encouraging, considering a lot of us just seemed like we were there just for a laugh on a Wednesday afternoon. But that was good fun. Socially it was quite funny, because each club would write their little magazine, their little articles for McGarrell each week, and they'd all be written on Wednesday night, late in the night, to meet a sort of 10 o'clock deadline. You've been drinking since about 5 o'clock. So these things were basically, you know, illegible as much as anything. And they'd all get printed as well, which is always quite amusing. And so through that, there'd be competition between different clubs about who was writing what. You'd have sort of set themes you'd try and include each week, whether you're competing with the guys in the rugby club or the guys in the rowing club and stuff as well. It was quite fun.
So was it just canoeing for fun, or was it competitive?
Just for fun. I never competed in anything at all. There was a Polytechnic Games that I think a couple of them competed in, but we didn't. I suppose we didn't really have the facilities for the kind of competition it was in. Involved much more your rapid runs and stuff, which we didn't really have around in London. So it was only the more experienced ones that were more likely to sort of go for that. The rest of us were far too terrified of competing on sort of white.